With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is welcoming National Guard troops to help the city of Memphis crack down on crime.
The story of crime in Memphis is about to be a story of the past, and that's what we need it to be. That's what this effort is about.
Those comments courtesy of WATN-TV. Correspondent Haya Panjabi reports President Trump will be deploying troops to Portland, Oregon.
Trump said he's authorizing full force if necessary to handle what he's calling domestic terrorists. The ICE facility in Portland has been the target of frequent demonstrations, sometimes leading to violent clashes. Some federal agents have been injured and several protesters have been charged with assault. Haya Panjabi, Washington.
Sinclair Broadcasting returning Jimmy Kimmel Live to its ABC stations.
The statement read, quote, "Our objective throughout this process has been to ensure that programming remains accurate and engaging for the widest possible audience. We take seriously our responsibility as local broadcasters to provide programming that serves the interests of our communities while also honoring our obligations to air national network programming." It was pressure from station owners Sinclair and Nexstar that initially forced Disney to take Kimmel's show off the air. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New census data seems to refute the claim that America is systemically racist. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman, who takes a closer look at the numbers.
The statistics come from the new Census Bureau report on household incomes. It shows a rapid rise in incomes for Asian and Hispanic households over the past year, which continues a positive trend that dates back to the early 1980s. In fact, one statistic indicates that Asian households now make on average $120,000 a year, or one-third more income than white households do.
That report from correspondent Ken Lorman. This is SRN News. A new study finds women who have abortions are often not happy about it afterward. Here's Michael Harrington.
Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups say denying a woman an abortion will result in negative psychological consequences. But a poll released by the Elliott Institute indicates that women who terminate their pregnancy feel just as much grief as those who suffer miscarriages, but they also suffer from feelings of guilt and regret. The study also reveals that 70% of women who get abortions say they felt pressured to do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has struck down a ballot summary for a pro-life amendment backed by Republican state lawmakers, stating that it presented an unfair and insufficient description to the voters. Cole County Circuit Judge Daniel Green ruled that the ballot summary must be rewritten. However, he did reject a request by abortion advocates to block the proposed constitutional amendment from eventually going to the voters. This is SRN News. The profit margin on flipping a home is now at a 17-year low.
It pays less and less to buy and flip a home these days. The typical home flipping profit margin fell in the second quarter to its lowest level since 2008, with a typical return of 25.1% before expenses. That's according to an analysis by Adam, a real estate data company. Rising home prices are driving up acquisition costs, making flipping less profitable. Meanwhile, with many aspiring homeowners priced out of the market, real estate investors are taking up a bigger share of U.S. home sales overall. Ron Taylor reporting.
Private investment firms that are helping finance America's artificial intelligence race and the huge build-out of energy-hungry data centers are getting interested in local utilities now that deliver electricity to regular customers, as well as a service that power AI. Billions of dollars from such firms are now flowing toward electric utilities in places like New Mexico, Texas, and Minnesota. More from SRNNews.com.